Hello all sentient beings and welcome to the Transmissions Podcast, where we talk all Hasbro, Takara, and third party
Transformers!
On this episode of Transmissions, we learn that Zeta Toys still functions, Wendy's joins the Transformers Kids Meal game, and Charles stole $30,000 worth of Transformers and movies. Also, Charles won't be on today's show. Today is Wednesday, November 13th, 2019, and this is episode 355 of Transmissions.
Welcome to Transmissions, the podcast that wonders where Charles is. Alberta, maybe? I'm your host, Jeremy, aka Yakko. I'm joined by the excellent Transmissions team, Yusuf, better known as Yoshi.
Yo!
And Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast.
Hi.
The fuck, dude? Come on. Jesus.
I was trying to figure out whether I should say Alberta, maybe. Let's talk Transformers.
So, as I mentioned, Charles is not here tonight. He is in parts unknown, so we'll see where he is.
He is
but
detained.
As always, what?
He is detained.
Yeah. Yeah. We start off the show every week by thanking everyone that donates to our show by going to transmissionspodcast.com/support. So thank you for listening. You get great benefits if you do, like listening to us record the show live. We have some private Discord channels, and you get our love and adoration as well as a few other benefits. So
That's interesting to me, Jeremy, because under the bullet point of donations, you've got shorthand there to remind you to say all of this. But what does the shorthand actually say?
Well, the shorthand that Charles wrote says, "Show me more money."
There we go.
I am being generous because I greatly appreciate everyone that supports the show.
Just show us more money. That's how they appreciate us.
Yeah, but if you don't want to support us via Patreon or PayPal, you can support us by our T Public store. If you go to transmissionspodcast.com/shop, you can buy some great shirts, either our designs or other store designs. If you go through that link, anything you buy on T Public will also help us. And you have one day left on the sale. They've been running a sale November 8th through 14th, and you can get 35% off everything. T-shirts are $13. So now is the time to buy all of your friends great Christmas presents. You can get them Transmissions mugs or stickers or whatever you want. Just, go check them out. And also we would like to remind you that listener and supporter and all-around great artist and friend of the show, K-Girl, has a TeePublic store as well. Go to teepublic.com/user/superstark, superstar K. And she has some great designs there as well. So check that out. And also we would like to remind everyone that Empire of Rust episode 10 came out Monday, November 11th. So if you have not checked out our, this role-playing, it's like a live role-playing, game podcast done by our awesome editor, Mike. Check it out. Holidays are coming up. Great time to binge all 10 episodes. It's a lot of fun. So now let's move on into toy news. Daryl, kick us off. What do we got?
All right. So first up, I wanted to talk about a new test shot that came out this week, and it is from Zeta Toys. It's the Zeta VZV-01 Pioneer. It's a Bumblebee movie, Bumblebee. And it's nothing real special. It's Bumblebee, the movie Bumblebee. But what I thought was really special about this was it was confirmation that Zeta Toys wasn't dead. So Zeta Toys, if you recall, they were the company that put out that third-party Unicron and were kind of gauging interest and putting out all the pictures, and it looked really awesome, and then Hasbro shut them down. like shut them down hard. And then they just disappeared like from everywhere. So we hadn't heard anything from them for months. And now this pops up. Hey, look at that. Zeta Toys is still kicking and they are still producing figures. So yay for Zeta Toys not being dead. And that means that there's possibility that a Unicron still might be around him. Maybe, I don't know. Yeah, so this is a cool looking little figure. It's a Bumblebee movie, Volkswagen Beetle. And yeah, it's just a test shot, but you see that it's got a lot of yellow plastic. Most of the roof is made of clear plastic so that you get a lot of clear windows and windshield and back window and all that cool stuff. But yeah, when you see that it does transform into a really cool robot that looks like Bumblebee from the movie, it's pretty good. It looks pretty decent. Jeremy, what are your thoughts?
Well, first, can you clarify? Like, I know this is a test shot, so it's very early stages. Would most of that clear stuff in the back be painted yes. over? Okay, that's what I was thinking. It looks really odd. I'm like, why? Is like the pretty much the top half.
Yeah, basically they do that plastic. Because they want to have the windows and the back windows.
Right. It's better than having to fit exactly. in a small plastic yeah. piece. Yeah. Okay. So with that said, I think it's a pretty accurate to the movie Bumblebee. We don't have the full paint and stuff, so it looks very kind of bare and cheap looking, like in the paint details, but that's just because they're not there, which you can't hold that against them yet. But in terms of the transformation and stuff, it looks good. It looks like it hides a lot of the car parts and stuff. It doesn't have a huge backpack. I mean, it has a little bit of a one, but it doesn't look horrible. I think, yeah, it looks fine. And can't really see anything to complain about. If you're a fan of the movie versus Bumblebees, this is probably a great one.
Cool. Yoshi, you saw the movie, right?
I did.
All right. And what are your thoughts on this Zeta Toys version of the Bumblebee?
Rubber tires. I'm going to go with electronic eyes. I'm not going to go with light piping.
Okay.
With those two factors, and what looks to be, in my very, very unskilled, amateurish opinion, a beautiful transformation. I feel like Zeta Toys just showed Hasbro how to make a Bumblebee. A movie Bumblebee. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. But even if it's light piping, like, fuck.
It's a nice blue.
It's a nice blue. It's rubber tires. It's what the kids want.
It's like, how can we get Yoshi to buy a movie theme?
Make figure? Zeta Toys put it out. That's how you do it.
So
I want to see what these guys can do with Unicron. I think that'd be pretty impressive.
Check back in like 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, we got a lot of look at their attempt. So, you know. It looked pretty good from what we could see. The story here from the Bumblebee is that it's expected to be 18 centimeters tall. So it's not.
What's that in miles?
Not real big.
Deluxe.
It does have some die cast.
Fucking A.
So there you go. As far as accessories go, it will come with a blaster, a battle mask, a battle hammer, and some swords. Swords.
Since you know Bumblebee is always seen wearing it with swords.
Yep.
You got it from Drift. How much?
Yeah, it doesn't. There doesn't seem to be any kind of pricing information now, and I don't expect there to be any pricing for a little bit because it's still looking at test shots. But yeah, it's cool. It looks good. And if you're a fan of the Bumblebee movie, then this is a pretty decent little figure. I do have one more that I wanted to mention here before I pass it off. And this is from Mastermind Creations, and it's their reformatted line. And it's a continuation of their DJD. It's the Moors figure. And we've been seeing an awful lot of this guy at conventions. Most likely, typically it's been appearing at TF cons. So in Toronto and most recently in DC. Their Moore's figure, or also known as Helix, is the next edition of the DJD, and it's highly anticipated because it's been such a long time since Mastermind Creations has put out a DJD member. In fact, they actually put out the kind of almost a set to kind of hold everyone over, which included Nickel and the Spark Eater. So that was kind of just kind of keeping everyone at bay just to satiate the appetite, because this thing was taking forever. So this guy is starting to go up for pre-order. You can find him on Big Bad, TF Source, all the regular places. He's not cheap, but he's not tiny either. So if you want to find him, I'm just going to quickly look here. Give me one quick second. And I thought that link would take me there. It doesn't, but I just found him real quick. So he is up for pre-sale or pre-order, and it is $179.99. So it's a bit of a spicy meatball, but for those of you that have actually seen it in person, you will agree with me that it is a big lad. So he's pretty worth it, especially if you've been waiting to finish off this team. The accessories that this guy is going to come with, obviously, there's going to be the figure is going to be in the box. The additional hands he's going to come with. This guy's actually got four arms, so additional hands will be kind of cool. There's going to be a comic, because Mastermind Creations and their reformatted line have actually had an ongoing comic for the entirety of their line. The manual and a bio card. Pretty standard stuff for third-party toys. Jeremy, are you interested in starting off a DJD reformatted collection?
No. Aww. I'm interested in looking at the pictures, and I appreciate it, the when you and Charles get them and stuff. Mm-hmm. But this thing looks great. I something about an alt mode with just two giant arms coming out of the side. It's just I get a kick out of that. It reminds me of some of the weird stuff you would get in the cartoons.
Yeah.
Is this the last member?
Nope. We've still got the guy with the grater in the chest, whatever his name was.
Oh,
Charles knows.
Tesserus.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So he's the last guy, and he's obviously, if you look at the last picture there, the kind of family portrait, he's the biggest boy, and the spiciest of spicy meatballs.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think this is great. They're obviously, continuing excellent figures. I don't think there's been a bad one yet. I mean, there have been, like, small issues that you've had, like, with arms and stuff.
Oh, no, but that's with the Iron Factory one. This is the big boy.
Well, never mind. Yeah. Well, these are awesome. People that are getting this are probably going to continue to pick up this one, and I think it won't let them down. Mm-hmm.
Yoshi, I know that these aren't G1 characters, but you don't get much more popular of a comic book character only than the DJD. Do you see any kind of can you see the appeal with looking at these guys, especially looking at that the team picture there?
I guess the thing that affects me is when you guys originally talked to me about the DJD, they'd only ever been in one appearance so far in the comic, and they strike fear into everybody. And, I was with you guys when we read the second appearance, and it was kind of a shit show. It didn't live up to the hype I was given, or the standard set of, fear these guys for what they were. They turned their, if I remember correctly, the second appearance was turned into more like of an Office Space shenanigans issue. Either I'm missing something, or I just don't get it.
All right.
But as far as the figure, I mean, it looks like it's got its shit together, details where it's supposed to be. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with it. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think it was as early as the second appearance. I mean, the DJD had been in the comics since issue 7. So, mm-hmm. And I think the one that we're referring to there, the more of the office, take was like issue 43 or 38 or something like that. It is near the end.
Okay.
And so they had appeared a number of times. And I know that there was one particular appearance where it was essentially a horror comic that they had.
Yeah.
They had come onto the ship and just decimated the ship. And they honestly, I don't even think they were in the book. It was just the idea of them being there was just scary, you know?
Right.
And that's the kind of shit that I liked with these guys. You know, they mm-hmm. don't even need to be there to be scary. And that's
right.
Just, that's awesome. But yeah, like, you know, yeah, the issue that you're referring to. Yeah. I didn't particularly like it myself, but I can put that one aside and just focus on the ones that I did like, because these guys were badass. And that's the type of story that I tend to put with them. But as with,
right. Yeah, I absolutely loved that story.
See, and just that's the thing is the, I didn't want them to be funny or quirky.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just, you know, looking at these guys, this is a really badass team. I'm really looking forward to these guys myself. I've got, I don't have Nickel or the Spark Eater, but I've got Tarn and Kaon and the other one. So, or not Boss and what's the other one? The gun guy. Is that Boss? I honestly don't remember the names, but I've got a lot of them. So I'm looking forward to completing the team. It's going to be expensive though. Anyway, that's it for me. That's all I brought. Jeremy, what'd you bring?
I have a lot of non-transformable news.
Oh.
I'm going to start off with just talking about some Wendy's kids meal toys. There's an article here with pictures of a display with the current Wendy's kids meal toys, and they are Transformers, but they are essentially just a plastic kind of waist and helmet with a cardboard, like just a cardboard standee that you fold, and then there's a couple different faces, and it's honestly a little bit cute for the age range this is targeted at. And, you know, it is incredibly cheap, but that is kind of par for the course for, you know, Wendy's kids meal toys. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think about this? We get Optimus, we get Megatron, Bumblebee, Starscream, Windblade, and Soundwave. So all of these classic G1 characters in their, I'm guessing this is their kind of evergreen forms. Yoshi, are you a fan of the Baconator and Wendy's and all that?
I'm just going to get to the point. These look incredibly awful.
Yeah.
Just horrendous. I don't know. You know, add an extra dollar to the fucking Wendy's kids meal and give us a physical toy. Not
give
something
us just a little piece
kid,
of plastic that resembles the Optimus.
Yeah, but if
the
kid
display.
Drools on it, it's done. It's toast. Yeah. You know, I just fuck. Remember when we were kids, they had Alf puppets and shit you could get.
Yeah. Or like food. McDonald's is doing right now with revisiting classic toys, and you get like the hamburger that transforms into a robot.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
which I saw Daryl picked up the entire run.
I don't
run.
Know what you're talking about.
Oh, is that a spoiler for coming
that
up?
Is his wife isn't aware yet. So shut up.
Maybe a trip all to right. the store.
Yeah. All right. Well, Daryl, what about you? Are you a fan of Wendy's?
I've gotten on this soapbox a number of times that, you know, yes, to spoil my trips to the store, The McDonald's toys that you can get right now, there are two of them that do transform, and that's all you got to do. It's not a lot of plastic, and you don't have mm-hmm. to have maybe one screw in it. Like it's you can honestly, you could engineer it so you don't need any screws either. but they're using, honestly, McDonald's is using the old engineering, so it needs this physical screw. But you could figure out a way to design a transforming figure that has one, maybe two movements, and you've got a shape to a robot shape. And you paint some face, or you design some kind of face, and that's it. It doesn't need to be expensive. You could use the same plastic. There's a budget to whatever Wendy's has here. There's a budget to this, right?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of the Wendy's Kids Meal toys are basically cardboard based.
Yes.
So
yes, they are. So, I mean, you can do it. I mean, we've seen McDonald's have this, has the similar kind of thing. Wendy's has this. Burger King has their own thing, right? But yeah, like there's a certain budget. I understand that to producing each individual figure that they put in these stupid Happy Meal toys, whatever you want to call them, kids meals. But put some effort into it, just a little bit of effort into it. If you want to call it Transformers, make it do something, right?
Some kind of action.
Yeah. So I get it. There's a cute aspect to this, this Megatron that they're showing with the different faces. I get it. It's different arm poses, and it could, you know, there's things you can do. But at the end of the day, the kid's going to lose a leg, and it's garbage, right? It's going to be, what is it? This is the torso and head are the entirety of the plastic. And that is, once something gets lost or forgotten about, the kid's going to put it away.
Milk spilled on it.
Yeah. It's essentially you're getting this, given this thing, it's a piece of garbage, and it's going to end up in a bin or on the floor. You're going to step on it. It's a mess. And
Fuck this, Daryl. We're getting a Whopper tomorrow.
I will say, we can all agree, Wendy's is the bottom of the barrel in kids' meal toys.
Yeah, but my stance on it is that they can do more with the budget they have, right?
Oh yeah. Wendy's just put out a tabletop RPG. They spent a ton of money on this fucking thing. And then their follow-up is a cardboard transformer.
Yeah. So I get really disappointed in this. And I mean, you guys both have very young children. I mean, they're not very young, but they're younger. Mine's 10 now. My house was filled with Happy Meal toys or kids' meal toys, like to the brim. We just cleaned it all out within the last year. We took an entire little play area and just threw half of it away because it's like, what is this? It's all kids' meals toys. What the hell?
Yeah, we threw out a bunch recently.
Right? And what are you going to do with it? Where's this going to go? Right? It's plastic, first of all. If you want to get up on the environmental aspect, where's it going to go? It's going to be, you know, I understand that the arms are a thing and you want to, you know, you can biodegrade those, but you got a big chunk of plastic that just kind of sits there. And I mean, Yoshi, I know you go to Value Village quite often, right? I've gone recently and all that's being offered or being resold there are just kids' meals toys. They're
and this won't even be good for Value Village.
You can't even do anything.
You'll just get
it.
The plastic part.
Yeah. So yeah, that's my rant.
All right. Well, how about we move on to some higher quality non-transforming toys? Yeah. Super 7 had, we've seen them do some bigger, like the transparent, bigger figures and stuff. Now they are, I don't know if they're behind the Reaction series or if they're working with them, but we have this Reaction series of Transformers, and that this is the company or the series that does the, like they'll do the Back to the Future figures or Stranger Things figures or whatever. And these are 3 3/4 inch figures. And so they're doing Optimus, Starscream, Soundwave, Bumblebee, Jazz, and Megatron. All right. So these are 3 3/4 inch figures that kind of similar to G.I. Joe style figures. 5 points of articulation, looks like. arms, like shoulders, guessing hips and head. That would be five. What do you guys think of these? I mean, they're basically action masters with no extra like vehicle they can ride. Daryl, are you going to pick up any of these?
Well, yeah. Is it confirmed that they actually do have articulation? Okay, I'm looking.
I mean, that's what
I'm looking at it right here, and it does look like they have some kind of jointage somewhere here.
It. I mean, the story here says that.
Okay. I just don't see any of them in any other pose than the one that they have. Just the straight right. leg, straight armed, and that's it. These. I mean, I'm gonna. This might be controversial, but Action Masters sucked. They were terrible. Mm-hmm. You know, they were Transformer bodies based on G.I. Joe technology. And it was horrendous. They broke. They're if you have one today, it's probably loose as shit. Right. So, I mean, if you've got an opportunity to kind of like put, you know, a new Optimus with, you know, some of your, Action Master stuff, then I'm totally for it. Especially if they kind of, you know, fully fit in the vehicles and stuff, right? That's going to be the key. If you can see like one of these reaction masters, or I guess it's reaction. I don't think they're just reaction formers.
They should have called them reaction.
Really, masters. I mean, it's right there. But the real key is going to be whether these actually fit in some of the Action Master vehicles. But yeah, man.
Well, I don't think they would, because. Were Action Masters 3 3/4?
I don't know. They look like G.I. Joe.
I think they were smaller.
I mean, they're about the size of a G.I. Joe. How big are G.I. Joes? 3 3/4.
They're 3 3/4.
Yeah, so, yeah, they should. Yeah, but yeah, that's going to be the key. If they fit inside an Action Master vehicle, then yeah, I will buy them all.
All right. Yoshi, this says these are for ages 14 plus. Would you get one and let your kid play with one?
Yeah. My kid's not an idiot. And no,
I know.
Okay. you know, this is either just dumb luck by, what is it, Entertainment Earth that's putting these out?
Well, I mean, they're just one of the retailers.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you can find these at like Hot Topic and Barnes and Noble, just, you know, places like that.
We've brought these up before. We knew they were coming. But I think I wonder how much of this is dumb luck or how much of it is some CEO being like, you mean to tell me Hasbro is going to re-release G1 figures for 3 times their price at Walmart? Fuck, let's get in on this. Because there's a whole group of people not buying those reissues because they cost way too fucking much for what they are, who are probably going to snag these things up like crazy. And it's not to say that, and I hate to say it, but it's not to say that the reissues overpriced was a bad idea, because they're not staying on the store shelves. It's weird to say it, but there's going to be a G1 shortage for Christmas this year because they can't keep them on the shelf. So
first time since 1984.
Right. Like these things are going to fill a gap. A hole, maybe not fill it all the way, but it's going to fill a hole. And my train of thought completely just crapped out on me. But
talking about filling gaps.
Well, yeah. Well, I remember like around 2004 or so, we had those Heroes of Cybertron. They were smaller. They were the PVC figures that the arms might have moved, but that was about all the articulation they had. And they were nothing but a collectible line, but it was all G1. You got pretty much every character in G1. I mean, this could just be a bigger version of that for the, you know, for that type of collector. So,
you know, I don't know what it's like for you guys, but when I do go into my local stores that sell these under different properties, I only ever see one or two on the peg. Like, they're being bought. I don't know who's buying them, but they are being bought. And I don't know. It's not what I want, but these things are coming out at the perfect time. I mean, this stuff's still flying off the shelf right now.
Yeah, it's probably gonna be more for the general action figure collector that like gets this type of figure.
Yeah,
and then just has a passing interest in Transformers.
Right.
We also have listings for some upcoming figures that are coming in March of 2020. There's gonna be Prowl, Blaster, Blitzwing, Perceptor, Dirge, and Reflector. So it's just more of the same. We don't have pictures on these, but just know that they're coming. I imagine they're going to fill out a lot of the G1 line. I'm surprised we haven't seen a Grimlock yet, but
I mean, the mold is busted.
Well, no, who wants to see Grimlock in robot mode? They probably are trying to figure out how to do a T-Rex in their format. Mm.
And what do they do if they do the first combiner? Do they do an Action Master style?
They're going to do a Devastator the same size. Yeah.
Well, it was an Action Master. But yeah. Do they do it in that form, or do they actually like upscale it to be like in scale?
Yeah, that's a good question.
And is Reflector three guys or one?
I would imagine just one. It's probably just going to be one of the people. But I'm surprised it says Reflect. I'm surprised this says Reflector, not Refract. Mm-hmm. Hmm. All right. Well, that is all I got. Yoshi, what do you have?
All right. Well, Daryl's got some explaining to do, because if he had just bothered to look out his window, he would have noticed his neighbor there stealing $30,000 worth of action figures and DVDs in Canada.
Must have messed up.
I don't know how you... I mean, fucking Alberta is right fucking there, Daryl.
It is. And I mean... I was just there 30
so,
years ago.
The thief, who we will refer to as Charles, because that's his name, was arrested on November 7th after what is being described as a six-week-long investigation into fraudulent transactions. And Charles targeted the big retailers in the Alberta area. All places... with Canadian names, I'm sure, that Daryl knows all about.
Mm-hmm.
Just none of them are called Target anymore.
No.
So these investigators, upon arresting Charles, recovered $30,000 worth of action figures, consisting mostly of Transformers and a variety of DVDs and DVD box sets. And the method to which Charles went about this was apparently manipulating the barcode on these items and then going through self-checkout in the store, paying less than what the item was worth and walking out with what's being described as an intention to resell them. So what I'm gathering from this, boys, is that Charles wasn't expecting Unicron to be funded, and he needs a way to pay that thing off.
Mm, yeah. Sounds about right.
I'm only funny to myself today. Is that what's going on?
We've been trying to figure out how he's going to pay that off for a while.
Right. So, the ball's on this guy, Jeremy.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, down here in the States, we're just complaining about people that are like, you know, buying a new sound wave and replacing it with a crappy sound wave and putting it back on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually just, I guess, stealing the one that's in the box and replacing it.
Right.
This one, I mean, he's just taking the whole thing. It doesn't really go into how he's manipulating the barcode, but you know, I'm wondering if maybe he's just like kind of sneakily scanning a barcode for some cheap thing.
Yeah, that's what's happening. You know, you walk in when you scan something like a pair of socks for $3, and you put the thing in your bag for $30. So,
although, I mean, at our self checkouts, there's usually some employee standing there, you know, partially to assist people that are having problems, but also I'm sure to just keep an eye and make sure, you know, people are not doing stuff like this.
Yeah. But I mean, this is part of the problem when you eliminate, you know, three or four actual, you know, manned checkout stations and replace them with eight unmanned or single manned self checkouts, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're during a busy time when they're all going, and it's tough. I get it. It's tough to keep an eye on everybody. So yeah, if this person's obviously they had a system, they figured it out because they bought a lot of the same stuff. I mean, I'm looking at this picture here, and I see there's got to be 24 Siege figures here. The cop is standing right in front of the reissue G1s, which we know only come from Walmart. So I'm assuming those are
there's Devastator, like
the Devastator,
four or five Devastators. Yeah.
So I mean the hot rods, there's easily 20 of those. So this guy,
those could have been from the clearance. I mean
could have, but still it's ridiculous. Yeah.
So I gotta swing this question a little bit more political towards you, Daryl.
All right.
As you are aware, because the world talks nothing but United States politics, you know, we've got a lot of presidential candidates coming up talking about socialized medicine, taxing the rich, trying to make the U.S. a much better place. And here you are in Canada, a place with free health care and fantastic roads, beautiful cities, a zoo that I can attest to is amazing.
It's our only zoo.
But you've got a hockey league snorting coke, and you got people stealing from the stores. So what did Canada do wrong that the United States can get right?
We still have Toys R Us. So
fuck.
He just lords that over us.
Yeah, he's right though. I mean, I should have seen that one coming a mile away.
But I don't know. I mean, we have our own problems. So, you know, we ours is still very political. But I mean, this is nothing that has to really do with anything politics. Somebody was just out to rip off some major companies. And
yeah, I mean, why buy something for street price and try to sell it for a little bit higher when you can buy it for much less than street price and make it better product?
Exactly. Right. So, yeah, I'm looking at this haul of stuff and I'd love to talk to somebody in Medicine Hat or wherever this guy was like selling stuff and say, look, like how long has this guy been doing it? And were you aware of him? And did you know, like, you know, people in the toy community in this area will know this guy. Like, he'll have gone to toy shows and he'll have been trying to move this stuff. This is a lot of inventory.
On Kijiji.
Right? Yeah. It would have been on Kijiji as well. Yes. It's a real thing. You bastards. But yeah, no, it's, you know, this is a lot of inventory for this person to just be sitting on for waiting for somebody to come by and pick it up from a Kijiji listing. It's, you know, somebody, this much stuff, this guy is going to be trying to get rid of it constantly. Right. So he's going to be at, you know, toy shows. He's got DVDs apparently in this thing as well. So he's going to be trying to get rid of these all over the place. Right. So, yeah, I mean, it's just a thief. He's a thief, essentially. And everywhere has those. It's nothing political about it. The guy's just a fucking thief.
Yes, he is. And I think that's it for this topic, Jeremy.
All right. Well, that is it for our toy section. So let's move into some trips to the store. This is the segment of the show where we talk about all the Transformers stuff we got this week. We do this as a video on YouTube, and we also put the audio right here on the podcast. So keep listening as we describe everything we got this week. And then make sure you check out our YouTube channel later so you can actually see what we got. So here's trips to the store.
The Transmissions Podcast will return after these messages.
So, we are going to start this week with Yoshi. Yoshi, what do you got?
Nothing new. So I went into my closet vault and I pulled out my fingerboard Optimus Prime.
Hold on. You froze right as I went to you.
Well, there now I'm go. Just holding perfectly.
So. All right. Yeah. Now you're good.
Do I need to start over?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Edit point, Daryl.
Yeah.
Daryl, this is an edit point.
He doesn't care.
So I had to pull something from my closet archive because I have nothing new. And I found at the very back of my closet a Optimus Prime G1 fingerboard, which I think is the first G1 anything I bought when I moved to Alaska and found it in one of their stores.
Is it G1? Is it? I don't remember.
Not according to the art on the back or the front, for that matter.
I don't remember Optimus
but the board grinding, itself. On,
grinding some rails in G1.
I just want to know what the deal with the fingerboards were. I never understood that.
I don't know. Everybody in my fucking high school played with these things. But there are 6 different boards to choose from. I probably got the coolest one, which shocks me that it was still on the peg. It was the only one on the peg. And, yeah, I don't know what else to say about this. I haven't opened it. I won't open it. The tires probably aren't rubber, so fuck it.
All right.
Jeremy, why don't you go next?
Okay, I will go next. I have not been to the comic shop for probably 3 weeks.
Slacker.
So I have some comics. I have Transformers Galaxies number 2, and this is the Livio cover.
$4.
Yep. And then I have Transformers number 13, and this is the cover done by Winston Chan, who is a Transformer or Transmissions listener and Donatrion. So awesome.
$8.
And then I have Transformers number 14 with this awesome Kazama cover.
$12.
So that is all I got this week. And you can hear our review of this on last week's Alt Mode. So
Chan's cover is amazing.
Yeah, it is. Also, I also love the Kazama cover. I mean, that grin on Sideswipe, he's just like, I'm going to get to shoot some stuff up. So, Daryl, take us home. What do you got?
Yes, Daryl. How many thousands of dollars of multiple items did you pick up this week?
You just make it seem like I'm very wealthy, and I am not.
We're looking behind you, jackhole. Yes, you do seem very wealthy.
He bought all those at Canadian prices.
Green screen.
Well, we know how Canadians go shopping now.
Fun fact, Winston Chan tweeted that he's teased another image from his next, he's doing a cover for Galaxies. So,
oh, awesome.
Get ready to pick that up. Let me just check my watch here. what? Oh,
that is a throwback.
It doesn't currently work, but I'm could find a battery for it. I don't know. I just think it's hilarious. These things were so dumb, but so fun. So, yeah. I just put him back on my wrist.
That was a hit in my elementary school playground.
They're ridiculous. they're ridiculous. So, yeah. I don't wear watches because I have a smartphone. It's a BlackBerry. Yeah, it's a BlackBerry. Yeah. We know you're an old man in a younger body, Yoshi, but
mine's just a Fitbit.
And we don't, and Jeremy, I don't know. It's a, whatever that thing is.
Fitbit.
It's a Google watch.
No, it's just a Fitbit.
Who the fuck bought Fitbit last week? Pay attention to the news.
I guess now it's just a Google watch.
Jesus Christ.
I teased it earlier on in the show. I did go to McDonald's this week and bought some of these Happy Meal toys. I bought all, there's 16 of them in the set. I bought 14 of them. So I was hoping
to get
the whole.
What response what response do you get from the clerk at McDonald's when you say, I need 14 different fucking figures?
I don't have time for this.
How much does it cost if you want to buy just the toy?
$2.
That's not bad. Yeah,
Canadian.
And that's $2 Canadian. So it's like 45 cents US. I'm going to only show you the transforming ones because that's all it means really for us here. If you want to see all of them that I got, you can look on my Twitter. I just tweeted out all the pictures of everything. But
Twitter.com/CybertronBeast.
Yeah, there you go. So figure number one, look at that right there. Figure number one, so it says toy one, is from 1987. And it is the transforming hamburger. So essentially it just flips up and the arms flip out and you're done. Transforming hamburger.
You see that, Wendy's? Is that so hard?
It's not hard at all. Why? Why can't they do this? There are two physical screws in there. That's it. There's
looks like a Whopper to me.
There's one in the mouth. There's a screw in there. Three screws. Sorry. That's another dollar. But yeah, transforming hamburger, really, it doesn't do much, but it's fun. It's transforming. Then the other one, I don't actually remember this one coming out when I was younger, but I was 10 by this time. So, this is toy number 5. You can see that there, number 5. And this one's from 1990. And this one is a transforming Happy Meal box.
Oh, nice.
No, I remember that guy.
Okay, cool. I don't remember this at all. So essentially all you do is you're going to flip over the head here and you're going to flip down the legs and you're done. It's a little dragon guy.
My God, dinosaur. Grimlock, you've let yourself go.
So, yeah. And there are, looks like two screws in this guy. Yeah. Two screws. That's it. But yeah.
What number was that one?
It's 1 and 5. So that's what you want to get. 1, 5.
And 5. Gotcha.
So, yeah. Two transforming Happy Meal toys. That's what you want to get if you're looking for them. Yeah. There's a bunch of others out there. There's a race car. There's a Hello Kitty. There's a My Little Pony.
I went the other night and got my kid got one of the McNuggets.
Yes. There are 3 McNuggets. So you can have a little thing. There's a cowboy, a fireman, and a police.
A mail carrier.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we got.
And they're fun to have in a little group. There's a bunch of really cool, fun little toys. I'm crazy for trying to get them all. I don't know why I've done this, but I really only wanted the transforming ones. I think
I'm sure the other ones can sell on Kijiji for more than the $2 you paid for them.
Yeah. Thanks. That's all I got this week. Pretty light week. Transforming Happy Meal toys. Look at that.
Awesome.
They're not even in scale. Right. I mean, how is this supposed to go inside this? You know? What's with the scale, McDonald's? Come on. Really?
Well, they're not a masterpiece, yeah. Dude.
I mean, really, it's a hamburger. It's a masterpiece hamburger.
This is what a third party needs to do. Masterpiece versions of the transforming Happy Meal toys. All right. Well, thanks. That's awesome. And that is Trips to the Store this week.
We now return to the Transmissions Podcast.
All right, that is it for Trips to the Store, and that is it for Transmissions this week. We have no feedback. We have no convention news this week. So,
thanks a lot, Zeta Toys.
Yeah, so if you do want to leave us feedback, go to transmissionspodcast.com/feedback. There you will find links to send us text feedback, and there's also a widget there if you want to send us voice feedback. You are pretty much guaranteed that we'll play it on the show. We have not missed one yet, and we love to hear you guys talk to us, give us feedback, ask us questions, and we can respond to it. So Please check that out. And thanks for listening. And we will talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Later.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to this episode of Transmissions. But just because this episode is over doesn't mean the Transformers fun has to stop. Join us and other Transformers fans on our Discord chat server by visiting transmissionspodcast.com/Discord. If you would like to learn more about how you could support the Transmissions Podcast, just visit transmissionspodcast.com/support. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you again next week.